And make sure you welcome back up front your team director, Summer.
But I'm really excited to, I guess, like, round it out for you guys for the most part. Okay. So one of the most things I guess we can take away right off the bat is we're a little different than we walked in, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, no, not. But, like, for the most part, you've changed. Hopefully for the better. So we know hearts have changed this retreat. And you guys really, I look around and I see like a lot of roses. Not in like a very, oh, I see roses, cliche kind of way. But like, there has been genuine effort put in to better your soul. And you guys, maybe you're not a completely full blooming rose yet, but at least you're a little rosebud. And that's pretty good effort if you ask me. So the question I have to ask right off the bat is, why would you want to kill something you've cultivated this weekend? Therefore I segue this into, are you going to continue, like, you know, to feed your soul after this weekend? Because I hate to break it to you guys, but I know I mentioned it to my group, the world outside hasn't exactly changed this weekend. Your heart's changed, you're a little bit different than you walked in, but everyone outside, nothing much has changed. If you're doing bad stuff before the retreat, your friends are still gonna expect you to go back and continue doing that stuff. If you drink, you're continuing to go back and start drinking, yeah? Because no one knows exactly this change that has gone on in your heart. So, you know, how are you going to change this? How are you going to change yourself for the better? Continue this rose that you've cultivated? How are you going to continue to water it? Stuff like that. So I'm going to pull this out for you real quick. It's coming from Romans chapter 12. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If you prophesy, prophesy. Prophesy in proportion to the faith. If ministry, minister. If one is to be a teacher, then teach. If one exhorts in exhortation, one needs to contribute in generosity if it is over others with diligence. If one acts in mercy, he acts with cheerfulness. Kind of confusing right off the bat, I suppose, but honestly it's saying you guys have gifts, so use them in proportion to what you have. If you're good at volleyball, go play volleyball. If you sing, sing for others. You know, do things with great joy that bring glory to God while you do it. So what will you do with the gifts that you've got? You're a changed man. We've covered this. And this is what you know. So everything that has happened this weekend is good. Because we know God creates good things. And humanity has a tendency to desire to make the good last. Yeah? If something's good, you guys want to keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bad, you're like, I want to get out of here, not having fun. But if something's good, then we stay in it. It's fun. We don't want to leave. Something like this retreat. I mean, are you guys, like, even the slightest bit sad to leave?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's been good. I mean, maybe you miss your phone, but you haven't had to worry about, like, when to be, where to, like, what you're supposed to be doing. It's kind of been off your shoulders. And this is, like, what the help of God does. So if we experience something good, we want to perpetually stay there. So this weekend, knowing it's perpetually good, it's a place for the soul, then by all means, you guys are totally welcome here. So thus the question is going to arise that I have to send you guys off with. How do I continue to grasp this peace and happiness that I now have after this weekend, and how do I bring it with me? So as your team director, I have the great ending task to give you the solution to this answer. To this question. Whoa, I have to give you the answer to the question. That's what I'm supposed to do. I messed that up, so sorry. So I have to give you guys the solution. And I'm not always like a solution finder. I'm like a very good half solution finder, if that makes sense. Like, you guys ever get like half there and you're like, this is good enough, I think this will work? No, I kind of got quiet. Yeah. Maybe everyone's like, no, I finished it all the way, Summer. What are you talking about? Then I'm sorry, this one's on me. But like, when I get to I kind of get there, I'm like, this homework's good enough. Like, if there's one question, I'm like, I'll do it in class. So I was tasked to give you the solution to how are you guys supposed to like be this joyful outside of the retreat? And that's something hard because we do so much here to make you guys, you know, be happy, be comfortable, maybe a little bit uncomfortable with new people. But now it's almost on you guys, because we don't follow you guys off this retreat. So you guys have to make a commitment. Whoa, summer commitment. When I went on the retreat as a candidate, my team director, he was like commitment, and I was like, that's a hecking adult word. What are you talking about? Like, adult words. I love making lists, let me tell you. I have like a book of lists up here, honestly. Like, adult words. Mortgage. Taxes. Picking up my kids from school.
Children.
Snacks for this weekend soccer game. Commitment. Commitment's on the list, okay? But this stuff is on my adult word list, if this makes sense. Not like adult, like, bad words. Not like, not bad words. But like, adult... grown-up words. And commitment is one of them, because commitment to me feels like I need to achieve something. And like, I don't know, when I set like standards for myself, I kind of get worried. Like if I'm like, Summer, you have to do this and this and this if you want to be like this, then I'm start to get like, I back off a little bit, because I'm like, maybe I won't reach my potential that I've set for myself. And then I kind of let myself down. So commitment. This is something that you guys will bring with you off to the weekend. A commitment to be better. Or commitment to continue to be good. One thing I would like to touch on as well is that commitment should not have to equal perfection. I know Zoe talked, I'm so sorry, was it Zoe? Yeah, Zoe talked about earlier, we had like different stereotypes. I know when we were split up that each person has like maybe the jock, the funny person, things like that. Sometimes we can all be perfectionists if we set a goal for ourselves, right? I mean, you guys, like if you make a to-do list, you want to finish the to-do list. If you don't, you're kind of upset about it. So this commitment that you make should not equal perfection, but you should strive for the best in it. This commitment, mind you, isn't a commitment to success. I'm not going to ask you to live your lives perfectly, because that's hard. A team itself, we can't live our lives perfectly. We mess up all the time. But I'm asking you to consider like where Jesus is in your life and how you want to strive to be there like you are now. And then keep into consideration as well, if you're on good terms with Jesus now when you make this commitment, what is this commitment going to look like when you're not on good terms? If you're happy and you're satisfied with where you are with Jesus, it's easy to do something. And you're like, yes, Jesus, I will pray more right now because I'm on this retreat. I feel good. I want to be close to you like I am now. And it's been said, the day after you don't pray is the hardest day to pray. Because you did it the first day. You're like, I made it through this day without praying. So I can make it through tomorrow without praying. And it continues on. Don't let that happen. Continue prayer, of course, but also like keep this continuation going. You know, friends, Jesus wouldn't have to die for us, if we could receive perfection on our own. We want to strive for perfection, but this is something, we know Jesus is perfection, and if we could do this on our own, he wouldn't have had to do that. Like, no one's like, oh, I'm free on Friday, it was a Friday, I'm free on Friday around noon, I guess I'll go get crucified. This is not a light topic, I kind of made a joke, I suppose, but it's not a light topic, because... this is something so profound that he is going to do this. He is going to die so that we can make a commitment to be better, to be like Jesus. It's not some just, oh, I'm going to die, just so you can go out and continue to mess up and know that you mess up. So Jesus knows us in our helplessness, in our sense of unmotivation. He knew us before this retreat, before we felt better, so to say, about ourselves. So when you make this commitment, consider where you were before this retreat. How was your heart? How was your prayer life? Did you have a prayer life? So when you make this commitment, consider also what it's going to affect you on a day-by-day basis. Because before this retreat, you were kind of, this is your normal life. It's a natural setting for you, be it if prayer was a part of it or not. But Jesus understands that we stumble and we fall profusely. And so we make this commitment to be better. And grow in his graces, you know, day by day, mentioned earlier. The title of this talk, I guess I'll go back to the beginning. Because everyone gets talk outlines, right? They're like really nice, they're laid out. And each one has a title. Now this title, most of them are pretty like self-explanatory. Like there's the day by day, which when we guys split for, it's how to live your lives day by day. Super simple. And then there's like the heart to heart. You know, you share your heart. It's prayer. It's Jesus. You give your heart to Jesus. But this one is like the love is a decision talk, which we listen to the agape talk, which is all about love, different kinds of love. But then this is the talk that says, are you going to love or not? And that's a really big thing, because you guys have been given a lot of this weekend. But, like, are you going to throw it away? Who are you going to love? Are you going to love your family better, your friends better? Are you going to love yourself better? Do you struggle with your self-image? So this love as a decision talk is meant to be just that. You're going to make this authentic and profound decision in this commitment to, you know, better yourself, but, like, better your love individually. How can I give this love? Because this perfect love, like, if we want to talk about the original form of love, it looks like Jesus on the crucifix. You guys went to Mass. We've got a really big one. It'd be really hard to miss it. I'd be shocked if you missed it. You know, well, she does not look up. But, you know, he's got his arms outstretched, and he's like, hey, make a commitment. Do better. And this love has got his arms outstretched, and, like, spoiler, it's calling to you individually. It doesn't sit there. Love, like, does not sit there and stare. Love moves. If you like someone, maybe you stare at them. Like, I probably start in, like, you know, you start in the staring phase, you're like, they're good looking. But then, like, you move to the talking phase. But lo and behold, love, it does not sit there. Love moves and it grows with the time. Like, love does. Deanna mentioned this in her talk. She said love does, like, specifically. Love does. It doesn't sit still. It keeps going. So even if you, like, fall, like, in a love, so to say, you can go back and fix that. Like, this retreat is merely, like, a seed of love for you guys. And I had mentioned before, it was, like a redwood tree, I think I had mentioned when I had to give this, because I have to give this to the team originally. Like, has anyone here been to California? That's really cool. I've never been, but California sounds like a good place. They have redwood forests there. I don't know if you guys went to a redwood forest in California, but they're really big trees. I'm pretty sure they're the largest tree in the world, but I'm not, like, super good with plants. But these trees, like, it literally, like, takes 10 people. Like, you know what you guys look like when you pray before meals and everyone's, like, got their arms together? Like, we're all praying in a really big circle. Like, take, like, 10 people with, like, holding their hands like this. It's, like, how big those trees are. Like, they're really big. And this is where our love should grow ultimately. Because if Jesus loves us so much more than, like, a tree. Like, he triumphed over a tree on the cross, you know? But this love should be enormous. So much we can't help but give it to people. This love, it's got its arms outstretched, and it's ready to reach back. So if you do fall, commitment means that you pick yourself up and you keep on going. Because, like, it's, like, pretty cliche, I think. But you know that saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going? Have you heard that before? It's, like, I feel like that's something you hear on, a sports commercial. Like, they got, like, the good intro music, and they're like, when the tough gets going, the going. Oh, my gosh, I messed up. Did you hear that? When the going gets tough? But, like, when the tough gets going, you know? And everyone, like, you see the football players run out, and they're like, we're ready to go. And it's, like, hype music for, like, NFL season or whatever. Like, this is what I imagine this came from. But Jesus is out here, and he's like, hey, if the tough is, like, getting going, then, you know, you better toughen up a little bit. Like, because if we, like, sit and we think, like, oh, Jesus, I messed up. Did we not forget last night? Did we not forget, like, you are, like, wiped clean? You guys get graces every time you mess up. You get graces before you even walk into the confessional. Like, as soon as you mess up, Jesus is like, it's okay. Like, you know, like, when parents are very serious, like, it's okay. It happens. It happens. So you get back going. So when you make these commitments, they should have about three things. It should be honest. Again, you're not sharing with these with one another, so make it individual. I remember my candidate retreat, I wrote, like, a very vague one. I was like, be a better, nice human. I guess I wasn't a nice person before that. I'm not sure. But make it something more than vague. Make it applicable to yourself. So it's got to be honest. It's got to be specific. If you're struggling in a certain area, mention that. And it's got to be honest. And I'm talking, like, brutally honest with yourself. Like, you're going to have time to write these. Like, take a gut check. Where do you need help with in your life? And it's got to be attainable. Don't make something that's going to be too hard. Because, I mean, yes, we're going to failure, but we shouldn't set this up knowing failure in mind. We should set this up as, like, we're going to try very hard to succeed. And the most it should do is bring you closer to Jesus. That's going to be the main part of this, is to continue to grow as an individual. So you get to make them in a bit. But here is the very exciting part, where I get to tell you about all my commitments we've made. Now, being team director means I've got a couple retreats under my belt. And I've been a table leader most of them, so, like, I get to be in here when the team director gives us talk, we all write our commitments. So I've got, like, a bunch of them at home. So I spoke about my candidate retreat. It was very vague. I mean, I would assume I was a better human after it, so like I kind of met the goal, but just being like, be a nice human, like was not, I guess like freshman me was like, hey, just be nice and you got it. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I think I'm a nice person, so like I guess I've met that somehow, for the most part. But other retreats as team, it got more specified. But it kind of got blurred. Like it kept me on a plateau with Jesus, if that makes sense. The team here likes to call it a Jesus high, by the way. If you haven't heard the phrase yet this weekend, you guys are in love. It's great. You're like, if you're like love life was like a slope, so to say, with Jesus. So you're like really, you're up at the top right now. You're feeling really good. And this is like the high of the weekend. You feel good about yourself. You have peace and calm with who you are as an individual and being. And this is where you should be. So you hit the top and then it kind of starts to fizzle out. But these commitments I made kind of kept me at the top, but like on a slow decline. It didn't keep me completely satisfied in Jesus. These commitments were like, I'll go to church every Sunday. I was already going to church every Sunday when I made this, so I was like, what? Like, I went back and read them, and I was like, but I already go to church every Sunday. Why would I make this commitment to keep doing something I'm already doing? If you've got it set, good, move on. Like, start something better next. And the other one was like, I don't know, it was like, pray every day, like, read a Bible. They were basic things, but do things that will also challenge your faith. If you read your Bible, that's good. But maybe do, I don't even know... It's like scrutiny of the scripture, I'm pretty sure it's called. You guys can look up things, by the way. Like, this is not something, like, keep reserved. Look up ways to grow in your faith. Because if you're not looking up ways and wanting to explore more, then are you really growing as an individual? And especially closer to Jesus, the ultimate goal. And then on, I think it was one of the most recent retreats, I made a really good commitment. I think it was the last one, actually. And I actually did a Marian consecration. I finally got, I guess like after 3 years, I was like, you should probably grow in your faith, Summer. Why don't you look up something? So I looked up a Marian consecration. It's actually 33 days you take, and you dedicate your heart to the Blessed Mother. And it's pretty cool because not only, like when I envision this, like so we envision Jesus on the cross, right? He bled a lot in that movie, and blood drips. So when I think of this, though, like this Marian consecration, like I think of Jesus like on the crucifix, and he's bloody, and like, you know, it doesn't like stop right away. Like you continue bleeding. And like, I think of the Blessed Mother like kneeling like below the cross, like with her arms out like this, you know, like holding, like this is her son, but this is like her son's blood that is dripping through her hands. These are his graces, this blood that we like take in mass every week. And so there is something very profound and authentic about this love that we see the Blessed Mother like holding underneath this cross. So in this Marian consecration, essentially like the goal is, the Blessed Mother is to lead you closer to Jesus, right? Because she is the hands in which all of his graces flow through. So that's kind of the preface for it. I won't tell you too much because like, go ahead and look into it, but it's not something you should do right away. But it's finding joy like in the suffering with Jesus. And this is so, this I like finally hit the key. I was like, oh, I finally have grown in my faith. It took me, since I was freshman, I'm like a senior now, and this is something I made like junior. So it took me like 3 years to actually figure out a good commitment for myself because I didn't like listen the right the first time. And it took me a couple years to finally get it right. So I tell this to you guys so you can make a good commitment too. And I tell you this even further, what I'm going to say now is that failure does come in commitment. Because you're like, Summer, this Marian consecration is really good. I bet you like finished it and then continue to grow in your faith. Because after you finish one thing in your faith, you kind of keep going, right? Again, we're going with this theme of moving and growing. And if you can't just like cut the stem, because things start to die when you cut the stem. So like I finished the Marian consecration, I was like, good, I'm good with Jesus, now what do I do? And now, if you go to DeLand High, we have homecoming every year, and homecoming came after the Marian consecration. Who here, who's been to a homecoming dance before, right? We love homecoming, it's everyone in the front, maybe not as much. Okay, I heard the Lopez one was iffy. I gotcha. Well, I can tell you even more that DeLand High homecoming was really iffy. And I would love to tell you more about what happened after DeLand High homecoming, but I really can't because I struggled so much afterwards and I drank so much. I can't tell you what happened after homecoming, but I can tell you I had to sober up very quickly when I had to wake up the next morning, which was a Sunday, so I could teach children's liturgy. And I actually teach the children's liturgy in here. I'm like the really cute like elementary school teacher every week that like has to teach it. But like, it really wrecks your heart to do this the night before, knowing that you've just consecrated your heart to the Blessed Mother, and then stand here, like, with bad hangover in front of elementary school kids and tell them about how much Jesus loves them, because it really breaks your heart when you have to tell them something that you're struggling to believe in. And so I say this because struggles do come and doubts in faith come even when, you know, we really think we're at a high point. And they come out of nowhere sometimes. Like, it was a bad decision on my part, and it was a spontaneously bad decision, and it shouldn't have happened. And I understand that because, A, underage drinking is wrong, and B, I was team director at this point. I was in the middle of leading a retreat, and I made this mistake. And it isn't something I made public until now, and it was embarrassing to, like, personally acknowledge that I've messed up. So these commitments, failure is going to follow in them, but it's not something that we just sit with. We brush it off. Now, one of my favorite saints, Saint Jose Maria, he says, "The struggle is the sign of holiness, and a saint is a sinner that keeps trying." Now, with this said, every saint that came before us was on a pathway, and we know this. But every time they failed, they weren't like, "Oh, I guess I'm done. I guess I won't become a saint anymore." And they just kind of gave up. Like, they fell and they were like, "This is not going to happen again." And they got up and they continued to run towards this goal that ultimately is God, that ultimately is heaven, you know? That's why we love, to bring heaven to earth. So we run faster at these goals. And St. John Paul II, or I guess we're just pulling in all the quotes, is like my favorite. And he says, "Be not afraid to be saints." This is what we're called to. We're called to holiness. We heard this in Emma's talk. So we know that we're called to holiness, but even in this holiness, we're called to be saints. At that, we're called to be great saints. Being a saint is not something that is only for the coolest and greatest people that came before us. But this is a new generation. They're not going to, like, 100 years from now, they're not going to come and be like, "I guess no saints came from, like, the 2000 or 21st century era." You know? Like, no, this is the time to make, like, a name for yourself. Bring love to other people. Love them where they are. And bring Jesus to them. You know, do something that scares you. We've kind of been cowards for a little bit too long in our faith. So go out there and love, like Jesus loves you. Now, I think another thing that should be mentioned before backup will be coming around. You guys will have, oh sweet, they already gave you little note cards. They're like ahead of the game. This is why we
love you.
This is why we love backup. We're still really going for the prize. and it's in this that additionally, there's a couple. Oh wait, we're not gonna write them yet. Just give it 1 second. We'll give you guys time to like think and write these. But the one thing is, pray about it before you write it. Like, you're going to encounter the living God in these. And then when you take them home with you, don't pull a Summer and like accidentally throw it away. I'm pretty sure I did, because I don't know where it is now. But put it on somewhere where you're gonna see it. On your mirror that you get ready on a daily basis. Maybe in the visor of your car. So you pull it down and like it falls and it hits you and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I was supposed to be doing this for like a month now." If you forget, that's okay. You keep going. And then, I guess lastly, every action you take from now on, this step after this retreat, should be geared towards heaven. Be it actual heaven itself or bringing heaven to earth and loving people. So I do, honestly, I wish you guys the best in writing these commitments. And I guess furthermore, I wish you guys the best in following these commitments. Because whether you come back as team or you decide not to come back and you decide to go somewhere else and take a different path, we want the best for you. Team prays for you. I pray for you. And more so, we want you guys to become saints. More than anything. So I can only wish you guys like the best on your path to sainthood.